fall to my left hand to my right. I take care of your shadow. Touch your wings, my heart will find its rest. We can fall, and with my eyes I see your faithfulness will be a shield to me. Cause I have made my dwelling place in you, God. And I'm not afraid, cause I am held by you. Here in your presence I find my refuge, oh. And here in the secret I see you whisper. Here in your presence I find my refuge, oh.
Sabbath blessings, everyone. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother Sean, for what you just shared there. A lot of people needed to hear that. And because I don't know how many times on the road or street or on the phone or on an email, people use that wedding of Cana thing to try to make it look like it's okay to drink wine because Jesus made wine. You know, they don't, you know, because the word wine has two definitions, just like the word meat has, well, meat has like four or five definitions, or no, about three. You know, because meat is like what we call meat today. Then you got the meat of the peach and the meat of a seed or something like that. I can't remember exactly where the other definition is, but yeah, but still, people are going to get upset at truth like that. But at least the seed is planted, and then hopefully it finds good soil and is watered, and then they become aware. Because it's pretty obvious, you know, the differences, the Hebrew terms in regards to the way, and that's what I love about the Strong's Concordance, and at the same time, you know, Strong's Concordance has, you know, the newer versions are kind of iffy. But yeah, it's nice to see the two different definitions to the same word, you know, and sometimes three or four definitions, because there's a lot. The Hebrew language is pretty Torah, I guess you could say, especially when you get into prophecy. So, that all being said, and since we've already prayed twice, in fact, three times, because Fran starts the prayer, Mindy closes out, and then you do a prayer. And then later I'll close out if I actually have a chance to do Acts, you know, because it is Testimony Sabbath, and we all know what happens then. And so I was just, praising God last night about Testimony Sabbath, because it's always good to hear and the things that the Lord's doing and the way people's lives are being changed and blessed. But yeah, I don't know how many times I've shared these things with people on the street in regards to wine. And I would say more than 50% of the time they get upset. But still, they can't unhear it, and that's the blessing. So, anywho, as I said, it is Testimony Sabbath. Thank you again, Brother Joe, for recording, and I always like to remind you, even though I know you probably don't need being reminded, but because I can't, record the up and the down streams of audio. I can, but I got to shut everything down, turn it back on, shut everything down, turn it back on, just the audio recorders. So it's a little annoying. So anyway, I'm going to start off with I have a praise here. It's kind of hard to explain, I guess, because it's not that hard to explain. I was in prayer yesterday in regards to it. And because this has been going on for many years, decades, in fact, and the way the Lord's opening up his word. But the last, I'd say, year and a half, 2 years, a little after the obvious pandemic, there are demographic research to see how many people will believe a lie, because they got to get people believing lies. Otherwise, they're not going to be able to enforce the mark. Because we're going to go forth proving the mark is a lie just by opening up a Bible. But because it's going to be a religious law. And since it's a religious law, that's our foot in the door. Hey, we've got a Bible. You say it's a religious law. So here we go. But they have to confuse the people enough to get them to the point where, especially when it comes to the convenience, that's why the mark is first enforced by using buy and sell issue. Hold on a second here. See, I may have gotten I got a praise from Brother Tim, but I'll share that in a moment. But I wanted to praise the Lord the way he's been opening up his word. I'm in Ezekiel right now, and I've been in there for some time, and I plan to, I've been in there twice, well, actually I've gone through Ezekiel twice. I went through first time to just to read it or, study it and get as much as I can out of it. And then I decided to go through it a second time, as I'm doing now, to study it again and define, literally put in my topical studies all the absolute, I'm in 10, Brother Duane. But I'm going in, and I'm not just studying it up as to what's going on and what the visions mean and all this other stuff. But I'm going to define, and I am defining every single prophetic symbol in there that are not found in Revelation. And the reason I say that is because I already have those definitions that are found in Revelation. So, and it makes it a little easier for me when I go through it, because I come across the words and say, I'm pretty sure that's in Revelation. And I hit my topical thing and look for that, and sure enough, it's in Revelation. But sometimes it's not, and so that's what I'm doing. That's why I'm going through it the second time now, and I'm on chapter 10. And then when I'm done with that, I'm going to go through it all over again. And because this is something, and I wasn't planning on going through it a third time until what I was praying about the other day came to mind. The way he's opening things up, and even more so than he opened them up for me when I went through it the first time, and I praise his name the way he does this, you come across some of the hard parts. Like take, for example, the wheels with the eyes all over them, and they're the wheels spinning on the outside and the inside. At first, it's kind of difficult to understand. I know what the eyes mean, I know what the wheels mean, but why are they spinning inside each other? is because his ways are not our ways. He'll answer our prayers in ways that will shock us, like way out of left field, as we say. How does he figure that stuff out? How does it? Because, well, he sees the end from the beginning, and it's overwhelmingly confusing to us, like a wheel inside a wheel. Doesn't make any sense, you know, until you understand why he's using the wheel inside the wheel. It's part of his throne, too. You know, the wheel is on the throne. It's part of the throne. And so, in the eyes, of course, he sees everything, past, present, and future, as well as individually for each and every one of us, like he told Job, you know, who made the eyes? Who made the ears? Who made the mouth? You know, in other words, when he was telling about the people that were slamming him, you know, it's not like I ain't hearing what they're saying to you, Job. I made their eyes, their ears, and their mouths. I know everything they're saying, and it ain't good. And so, please don't PM me during, if you have a praise or something like that, email it or, you know, send it to somebody that's not on the mic because it's very distracting. So thank you. What he's been doing lately with, the reason I'm going through the third study, because when I go through it a third time, because he didn't, like, when I came across the wheels like that, just, a few days ago, maybe a week or two ago, now that I think about it, because I'm slowly going through. It's taking forever. I'm not even getting halfway through a chapter before I have to go to a different book, because I don't want to spend all 2 hours or however long I'm going to do my studies in one book. I want to have all three books. And so as I go through, I'm noticing he's opening it up more and more and more. So I have to go through a third time, because now I know things that I didn't know before in the first, like say the previous 9 chapters, because I'm in chapter 10 and he's opening up new stuff. So if I go back to chapter 1 and start over again and get to 10 again, I'll have to go back again because I'll get even more stuff. And so I'm going to go all the way through to the end. I think it's 48 chapters in Ezekiel, so that I can have all that new information and go in and start again, and then it's going to open up. Because I got to tell you, what I'm seeing in Ezekiel, what was happening in Ezekiel's book, or even Jeremiah's, because it's happening at the same time. They're both writing at the same time, only Ezekiel's in Babylon, in and out of vision. And so what's happening at that time is much of what's prophesied to happen today and is happening right now, as a matter of fact, especially when it comes to the warnings. There's prophetic whispers all over the place in Ezekiel regarding what the SDA church is doing. And it's not so much regarding what the Catholics or the Protestants or so-called Protestants are doing, because they're all Catholic. The statements and the warnings that are in Ezekiel were towards God's chosen people at that time, and that, of course, was Israel. And then in the end of times, a lot of people think it's the entire Christian church, but no, it was the ninth hour movement of the Seventh-day Adventist church. They were the chosen ones. And they, of course, fell off the path as the prophecy stated. And so I want to go through a third time because, and hopefully quicker, because we don't have a lot of time left to get this out. And we're going to need to, because I'm going to put it on the site. I'm going to put all the notes that I have on the site when I get it through it the third time, or just do a sermon series or something on it. I don't know, or a study series. Or, yeah, like when we're done with Acts, maybe I'll go through Ezekiel, you know. And then I'm going to do Zephaniah and Zechariah. But, because they're meaty stuff, too. I mean, you think the stuff like Hebrews and Romans and, some of the New Testament books that are really thick theology. Jump around in Zephaniah and Zechariah or Ezekiel. You know, that's heavy-duty stuff. It's, like, really hard to understand. And but then Revelation is really off the chart difficult if you don't have the eyes to see, you know. And so, but studying Revelation first, I could see why the Lord had me do that first. And I praise his name for this, because it's the way he's opening it up. Things are about to get very intense. Why else would he be opening this stuff up? And these warnings are being so, I mean, it's clear. If the Seventh-day Adventist leaders, I don't think they're going to care, though. I really don't, because even Sister White said they're not going to care. It's the people in the pews that are going to care. They're going to start opening up the Bible, and they're going to study it up, and they're going to see things that, and they know. This is what gets me, too. They know. I was just, in fact, in Ezekiel this morning in regards to how the people knew the leaders were in apostasy, but just to, you know, so as to keep the peace, they decided to sit where they're at. And so it all went bad for them, of course, when they decided not to surrender like all those that went to Babylon with Ezekiel. And they stayed behind. And, yeah, didn't end well for them at all, did it? And so that's what a lot of SDAs are going to have to wake up to, the people in the pews, that is. They're going to have to get out of that church before they can see anything that we're seeing here. Yeah, they know the apostasy is there. They see it, but they're ignoring it. Yeah, just like the Catholics. Oh, we know our church is an apostasy, but it's the chosen church. It's the true church. It's, yeah, well, you know, when they know they're an apostasy and they stay in it anyway, they can't possibly know what the true church is, and so they're going to declare it to be their own. Okay, so that's my praise. I had a few others, but they're, you know, kind of private, and so I was going to keep them off, especially in regards to the dreams, too. It's unbelievable what's going on with the dreams now. So praise his name. Our Father's hand is moving. So thank you, Brother Warren. Yeah, it has to be an emergency if someone's going to, like, send a PM when someone's talking. It's not just me, I would think. Anyway, I got before anybody else puts their hand up, I got a couple of testimonies here. The first one here is from Brother Stephen. He says, I want to thank and praise God for his many mercies and blessings, for his word, and for preserving his word. Amen. Boy, I tell you, I praise his name for that, especially after we saw what happened, prophetically speaking, with the two witnesses, you know, during the time when reason, they called it the age of reason, when they took the Bibles out of society for 3.5 years, just like the prophecy said. You know, the two witnesses were killed laying in the streets for 3.5 days. Well, we all know a day equals a year in prophecy, right? So the age of reason lasted exactly 3.5 years, just like the prophecy said. But the King James was protected through that whole thing. All the other stuff, you know, all the other books were burned up and stuff. But anyway, he goes on to say here, there are truly too many things God does to thank him for every single one. Amen. He says, God's works are wonderful and innumerable. I want to praise God for salvation in Jesus and for giving us grace to overcome, and his wonderful promises that he truly will help because he is faithful. I also want to praise him for bridling my tongue in anger through a trying week where it seemed dropping things were inevitable when I was in the kitchen, and also that nothing broke when I dropped them. I want to thank the Lord for bringing me to say more comfortably and with boldness to others, praise the Lord. You know, that's that term. When the casual question of how are you doing today comes up, God truly is an amazing God. There is much more to praise him for and thank him for. Praise him, praise his name for that too. And loving is our God. Amen. He is, you know, that's the ultimate definition of God is love. God is love. And then he reminded me of a praise that I want to share too in regards to how he's changing me so deeply within. I had two things happen this week that usually would have, you know, blown a gasket on me. You know, I would have just gone off to, you know, with anger or something, like just get upset. I even get upset at myself. I do that a lot. I get upset at myself when I do something stupid. And this is the reason I was, I've been aching for the last 2 days. You all heard me moaning and groaning last night because every muscle in my body was activated for some of the stuff I had to do this week. And one of them was to get a deck off of a really old John Deere lawnmower because the deck threw a spring, and it's one of those springs that are, well, if you hit somebody with the spring, you'd kill them. It's a really thick, thick spring, and it holds tension on the, you know, on the blades. No, not the on the belts that spin the blades. And when this thing spun out, when that spring broke, the end of it broke off. It shot forward and put a major dent in one of the pulleys, and that of course threw the belt. So now I can't use it as a lawnmower. So I use it as like a little tractor for around the house. And I did that to an old mower, too, that broke down. I took the deck off and used it like, you know, for pulling stuff around, like big buckets of, you know, dirt or whatever. And so I've been using this mower to do just like that, just like using it as a tractor, a little mini tractor to carry big loads. And actually three things happened. But this first one with the tractor was I had to get that deck off. And I looked online and I found, and this is an old one, so it doesn't really match up well with what I saw on YouTube, but I tried it anyway. And I was able to find the things that would release the deck and all this other stuff, even though they were rusted beyond recognition. And it was really hard to get them out, but it wouldn't slide out from under. And I didn't realize it because the tires were low and it was getting caught on some of the linkage that was hanging from the bottom side of the mower. And I'm twisting and turning, and I'm getting underneath it, and I'm doing all these weird body movements to try to get in there to see things because on top of all that, I got to wear glasses. And so that's why it's hard for me to do little things, like even with plumbing and stuff like that, because with plumbing, you got to get in an area that's really, really tight. You're really, really close to what you're looking at, and it's dark. So it's not easy for me. But and so what I did is I got the my pickup, my old pickup, that I never got rid of, and brought it around, put a like one of those fabric chains, I can't remember, you tie stuff down, and I hooked it up to the mower deck, or no, to the mower itself, and to the pickup truck, and rolled forward ever so slightly, because usually I just take these mowers and flip them over, and lift them up and flip them over like the old Craftsman, but Craftsmen aren't water-cooled, and they don't have dual cylinders and stuff with most of them. This old John Deere that I bought from one of the farmers out here, 10 years old, maybe 11 years old, it doesn't even have a hood. Still, it was $700. These things new are like $5,000-$6,000. And so it's heavy duty. You can't shove it over. And so I had to get my pickup, and I went out there, and I'm pulling it over, and I finally got it out of there, right? So that's great. The next day, and I'm like, my body ain't feeling the greatest because I'm sore from the day before. I hooked up another bucket to the back of the mower. I'm going to pull some dirt because we bought a bunch of dirt for our raised beds for the garden, and they gave us way too much. Tried to warn them. Says, look, I didn't pay for all this. I said, oh, no, you're supposed to get all this. I said, no, I only bought $99. I don't know. I tried. And because I wasn't for sure because I didn't count the bags as I was dumping into the raised beds, right? I just knew that when we picked it up, the original load, it wasn't the whole load. And I mean, they knew we had to come back. So I put all of them in the back of this black box that goes on like a trailer on the back of the cart or mower. And as I'm riding around, I says, why is that thing wobbling? I blew the tire out because there was so much weight in it. I blew out the left tire. Actually, when it blew out, it severed the and not all the way through because I thought it was still good to go. The valve stem. Yeah, that's what it was because they're tubeless tires. So I ain't putting that on. And praise God that I found a tire. No, I didn't find. I bought a wheelbarrow decades ago that finally turned into useless because it rots through and it gets all rusty and you can't use it anymore. But I kept the tire because it was still in good shape. Well, it fit because it was the same kind, right? Although it was about 4 inches short. So I'm kind of like on an angle, but it would fit, All right, that's all well and good. Got that all done. And then I didn't get angry. Didn't get angry with the mower. Usually I get very frustrated and angry. I figure, oh, well, it's what I got to do today. All right, so I did it. The next day, I feeding the fish, and I noticed some bird decided it wanted to try to make a nest near the wipers on my little car. I got a little Mitsubishi car. Like 30 miles to the gallon. So, yeah, I got one of those little tiny cars. And so I grabbed all the – it looked like it was probably a dove, a morning dove nest, because they just lay down a bunch of twigs and sit on it. They don't make a nest. They just lay stuff down. So I just took it all and threw it out, and I thought, well, what if they – what if it was a little bird, too, that decided to give up and went inside the engine compartment? Because I had that happen. Well, it's mostly mice getting in the engine compartment. And so I went to open up the hood. It won't open. So I'm twisting and turning, getting underneath the car. Can't see nothing because you got these shields and stuff, like for scrape, so you don't scrape your bottom out. Not so much a cross member, but they're made out of plastic. And so I can't see nothing. So I had to get in there and pull and messing with the WD-40. And after about 30 minutes, I did finally free it using WD-40 and got it all worked up. So I wanted to praise the Lord that I was able to do all that without losing my cool. because I've been praying about that a lot lately, and I've gotten better over the years, much, much better. But getting angry at myself, or just getting frustrated, and then being a jerk, you know, I want to praise the way he's helped me in that regard too. So it's just really, really, really amazing the way his hand has been moving. And so I see, Brother Gilbert's got his hand up, and so I'm going to drop the mic for a little bit, and the next voice you shall hear will be that of Brother Gilbert.
Hello, everyone, and Sabbath blessings. Can you all hear me? Happy Sabbath. I'm sorry. Good. For my praise, I thank the Lord for many, many mercies he's given me. I thank the Lord for his salvation and that a way has been made. Thank the Heavenly Father and thank the Lord Jesus to make it home to be with the Lord. The fact that I and my wife, those that are listening now, my friends, my family, and my family, which is you all, have roofs over our heads. We have food to eat. Our grandchildren are safe. I have a job that allows me to keep the Lord's Sabbath. We have access to a vehicle. We have clothes to wear and way too many other things. Our God is good. Amen and amen and amen. And I'll say it again. I thank the Lord that I was able to take a look at the campground, to the place where we are, you know, where the camp meeting is going to be. And I got to be honest with you. If I could, looking at that room, I would absolutely live there. I tell you what, it really looks nice. And I ask, please pray with me because I'm thinking about driving there. I'm in North Carolina right now, and from what I found out, it's an 11-hour drive. And the last time I did something like this was while I was in the military, and I drove from. I drove from Tacoma, Washington, all the way to Fort Bragg, North Carolina, and Fayetteville, North Carolina. That's like 4 days. I mean, completely from one end of the U.S. to the other one, pretty much the other end. And I want to leave it up to the Lord whether or not I should make the drive or whatever. You know, the Lord has. He's my God. He has full access to change my plans. If it's no, it's no. I just ask, please pray for me whether or not I should make the drive, and whatever the Lord says, he's just. That's just the way it is, you know. Other than that, I just want to say that happy Sabbath to you all, and love to you all. Have a good day, everyone. Enjoy the Lord and enjoy his day.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you for sharing, my brother. But, hold on a second here. Well, Sister Minnie, yeah, go ahead. I'm kind of fixing something here, so I'll drop the mic.
Sabbath blessings, brothers and sisters. Can everybody hear me okay? Praise the Lord. All right, I've got some praises to share. I'm going to share the praises from earlier during the children's study hour. And I've got Sister Barbara. She says, praise the Lord for his never-ending love and protections. Praise the Lord. And the Sister Ida, praise the Lord that our kale is growing from last year and for the many blessings from God. Praise the Lord. Yes, I'm so excited with gardening. I can't wait to get my garden planted. And little sister Luna says, praise the Lord for helping all of us. Praise him for all flowers. Praise God for healing me. Praise the Lord, little sister. And then Sister Denise says, I praise and thank the Lord for his goodness, mercy, forgiveness, patience, correction, love, protection, blessings for his words and truth. Also, I want to thank the Lord for this beloved church family and for the Holy Spirit. Also, I thank the Lord for this beautiful sunny Sabbath day. Praise the Lord, sister. And then little brother Damien says, praise the Lord for joy, love, strength, and for everyone, and for a happy family. Praise the Lord. And then posted in the chat room, Brother Eli posted, praise the Lord for protecting his people from tornadoes. As two tornadoes merge into a huge one, all of the brethren sent prayers to our Father, and their tornado listened to him. Their tornado became weak and went to another city. Praise to our loving Godhead family. Praise the Lord, brother. And then I've got a couple praises here that were sent to me. And Sister Pam has a praise. And her praise is, I would like to praise the Lord for saving Beans and my life yesterday. As we were driving home in the rain and coming up to a corner in the road, a speeding pickup truck came around the corner. It was hydroplaning and drifting across our lane. I thought for sure he would hit us head on, but the Lord has other plans for us. The driver of the truck got back into his own lane just in time to miss us. That got me thinking of all the times the Lord has saved my life over the years. How great is his love and how unworthy I am. I can't comprehend that great love yet, but I'm so grateful to have it. Thank you, Lord, for reminding me how fragile life is and who is in control and ever watching over me. Praise the Lord, sister. I echo that praise, too, when I was in that accident not too long ago. I can't believe I just walked out without a scratch or a bruise. It was just amazing to see how God protects us. It's so awesome. And then Brother Jesse has a praise. He says, let me scroll up here. Here are my praises. Praise the Lord for the roof above my head, giving me such a bounty of blessed lessons, never lacking food nor water, and for a church family which each family member has a deeper connection than blood family. Only miracles that the Lord can provide. And he has another one. Praise the Lord for him blessing the land I'm renting to be extremely peaceful and silent compared to the screaming chaos like most days here. I praise his mighty name for giving me infinite gas throughout the week, only for his pleasures and peace. Amen, he says. Praise the Lord, brother. And then Sister Katie has a praise. I would like to praise the Lord for sharing truth with a few SDA groups on Facebook. Whether they like it or not, they can't unsee the post. I would also like to praise the Lord for giving me an idea for a second children's book to create for all families. Praise the Lord, sister. That's awesome. And then, last but not least, I have a praise from Sister Janisa and Brother Alvin that they sent me on Telegram. So I'm going to click over to there and read their praises. Okay. It says, happy Sabbath, dear brothers and sisters. We praise the Lord for all the lessons of faith we learned as we work for him. How to deal with discouragement, annoyances, destructions made by Satan, in order to hinder the work of God. Truly, the bulwark of Satan will never triumph. Praise his holy name. We also thankful to the Lord for the protection and travel mercies and for your prayers. Amen and praise the Lord. Our recent trip the last week of April in the southern part of Philippines was a success. Two souls, a lovely couple, Brother D and Sister J, accepted Christ publicly as their personal Savior by means of baptism. Praise the Lord for God provided a beach where we can hold the baptism. When we arrived there, you can hear people singing out loud, worldly music and karaoke. But when they saw us conducting a baptism, these people began to stop singing and observe us, and they also witnessed the ordinance. Praise the Lord. While on that place, we were able to distribute and share our tracts to them as well as to the neighborhood. One lady also approached us and asked for more tracts because she wanted to share them with her family. What a wonderful feeling seeing these souls who are thirsty with the truth, and we were there sharing the present truth. Before being with us, Brother D almost became a police officer but never got the license because he failed a written test. When he planned of taking another test, one of the requirements was to have a COVID vaccine. So he never attempted to do it again, for he knows that the vax is not the will of God. I told him God made you his soldier instead. Brother D submitted himself to the Lord as well as her wife, as well as his wife's sister. They were so zealous with the Lord. They have a Kabbalah tract about Ten Commandments and Second Coming, which they themselves printed out and given them out to people in their local area. God willing, we can have more Kabbalah tracts we can make for them. God has a plan for these precious brethren, so let's include them in our prayers as they evangelize in their area, and more souls will be added through their efforts by God's help. By the way, prior to meeting Brother D and Sister J, Satan was also busy trying to stop us by creating circumstances and inconveniences in order for us not to be able to take our flight. But God never allowed Satan to prevent us, because we have to work. We have work to do, and praise the Lord for his intervention. In addition, our missionary trip to northern part on the second week of April was also encouraging. Our destination was 5 hours drive away from our house. The day before our trip, Brother Alvin's stomach was upset, and during our trip, I also had a stomach pain, but was tolerable, so we have to do a frequent stop just to go to restrooms, so it took us longer hours to reach our destination. Along the way, we were praying. The kids were singing. My mom and dad were a big help, too. Finally, we arrived safely. Brother V was excited as he waited for us by the front gate. His family was very hospitable. He prepared vegetarian food fresh from his garden, fresh fruits from their trees. He even prepared a take-home bag of fruits for us from their own farm. We thank God our stomach pain was lessening by the time we arrived. We had little acquaintances, talked about the updates of the work, the websites, tracts, and a lot more. We gave them a bunch of tracts and RLAC booklets. Brother V also gave us the copy of Tagalong tracts he translated. We plan to work on that and edit them for printing. Before we left, we prayed together with Brother V's household, his wife, children, and grandchildren, his mother-in-law, who was on vacation from Canada. It was a blessed meeting, and God's name was glorified. In fact, Brother V invites us again to stay with them one weekend and spend the Sabbath. While in that area further north, we were also able to distribute a lot of our tracts. Praise the Lord. May the seeds sown grow and bear much fruit for God's grace. Meanwhile, we just recently, there was a news floating around that due to the rising COVID positivity rates in the Philippines, there was a plan to mandate again the wearing of masks and other protocols. Truly another working of Satan, for he is like a roaring lion. He hated the progress of the work. But we trust the Lord, for our God is mightier and more powerful, for he holds the wheel. All praise be unto his name. We are all his humble instrument. Without his mercy and grace, we cannot do anything. We are all dependent on him. Once again, my dear brethren, thank you, and let's keep praying for each other. We miss you and love you all. This is your sister and brother in Christ, Geniza and Alvin. Praise the Lord. What a wonderful testimony, brothers, our sister Geniza and brother Alvin. Thank you for sharing so much. All right, I will drop the mic, and whoever is next.
I think Brother Austin's next.
God blessings. Can you hear me? Okay. Alrighty, well, this is my first time on here, so hello. God blessings, everyone. I just wanted to share a few praises from the recent trip me and some brethren went on to share the gospel and to share some of the about some information about the false revivals that are happening, and kind of share tracts about, you know, what's, you know, why the false revivals are happening, and they're going to happen before the actual true revival comes. So praise the Lord for the travel mercies getting to this event, the stadium event, and there was thousands and thousands of people that we got to pass out tracts to. And I just want to praise the Lord for all the travel mercies of everybody getting to and fro the event, to and from, and everybody was safe, and the flights were good, the driving was good, everything was worked out perfect, so praise the Lord for that. Thankful that everybody was safe. So I just have a couple praises from a couple brethren as well. So the first one here is from Brother Jeremiah. He says, let's see, Brother Jeremiah says he praises the Lord that he got baptized. So praise the Lord for Brother Jeremiah's baptism with a family brother. That's very exciting. And he also says that he met a man named Justin who was suffering from a brain tumor, and he was able to talk with him for a bit and was able to give him some tracts. He also says, please pray that his brain tumor gets better. Praise the Lord. So be praying for Justin. And Brother Alex as well says, let's see, praise the Lord for the confidence. Brother Alex speaking. Praise the Lord for the confidence that the Holy Spirit was with us and is working on the hearts of all who accepted the tracts. There was one woman who thanked me and appeared to be convicted. Please lift her in prayer. Travel mercies were granted in that I was pulled over for having lights off at night, but got let go to understanding I wasn't used. Oh, due to the fact that, okay, I wasn't used to the rental vehicle. So the cop let him go because Alex wasn't used to the rental vehicle. This is also a good reminder, he says, to pray for others' travel mercies, because I don't recall praying for travel mercies for myself that night. And finally, praise the Lord for the sorely needed fellowship, blessings, edification, and making this all happen. Amen. Praise the Lord that it even worked out this way. I remember praying and asking the Lord if, you know, I didn't know how it was going to work, how are we going to get there, and how it would work that we could all get together and share truth about, you know, these false revivals. And I remember praying, getting on my knees, praying, asking God, you know, please, do you want us to go? Do you want me to go to this? And as soon as I got done praying, a brother messaged me, said, hey, you going to this? And I was like, okay, thanks, Lord. That's an answer to prayer. Literally in a minute. I mean, maybe it was immediate answer to prayer. And I was like, okay, well, that makes it very clear. So praise the Lord for that. And then I also want to praise the Lord for a few things that happened at the event, this big stadium gathering that we went to. A few things that happened there. On the way there, arriving at the airport, we needed to get a rental car to have, you know, while we were there and to travel around. On our way to the rental car, we had to take transportation, like a bus, to get to the rental place because the rental vehicles were a little bit away from the airport. So on this bus, there was a family, a gentleman, who asked us. I had my Bible with me, and he saw my Bible, and he asked me. He's like, he mentioned, like, hey, I see your Bible. I can't remember exactly what he said, but he's like, yeah, that's a good way to live. He's like, what are you guys doing here? And we got to share kind of what we were doing, and he was really encouraged. We got to share. He asked where we're from. I was like, well, we're Seventh-day Remnant. It's a movement of last day Christians, in these last days, you know, sharing the truth. And again, I can't remember word for word what I said, but I said, the Lord gave me the words to say, a little blip, you know, a little thing, you know, some words to him. And then they left there after they left the bus, they left their lunchbox or a bag on the bus. So we grabbed it and gave it to them. And during the same time, we got to give him a tract too, and he was super fired up. He was really excited, and he thanked us for giving us, and we kind of explained, you know, it's about all the current events and everything that's happening in the world for a purpose of what, you know, God says is going to happen, and prophecies and things like that. He's super excited, so praise the Lord for that. And when we got this event happening on Sabbath, so when all the brethren got there to the event, we noticed there's lots of security. Like, there's on every corner, there's police and campus security, and at every gate to the entrance of the stadium, there was event security. So there was campus security, just police for the city, and there was event security. So we were like, okay, I was thinking in my mind, you know, just be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. Like, you don't want to go there and get kicked out right away, because that would prevent a lot of people from hearing the truth. So, and we all split up, like, two by two, and I think there's a group of three. We all kind of went to the corners of the stadium trying to pass out tracts as people went into the stadium. And right as soon as we started to do this, there was a police guy got out of his vehicle, and I was like, uh-oh, we're going to get shut down. And I was just kind of praying, Lord, please, we just got there. I was like, please, Lord, help us to share so we don't have to get kicked out right away. And so the guy got out of his cop car, and he was like, you know, we typically don't allow solicitors. We don't, you know, this isn't what we do. And I was like, okay, I understand. And I was just like, well, I'm passing out information about the revival. And he was like, you know, he was just inquiring. So I gave him the track. He looked at it. He read it. It was the Test the Spirits one, the black and yellow track, the new one that just came out that we're passing out. And he read it, and he gave it back to me. He's like, okay. He gave me the go-ahead. And so no cop, no campus security, no event security ever stopped us at all. And these were on all the four corners, and other brethren as well talked to the police and talked to everybody. They were okay with it. Like, it was like the Lord saying, like, no, you, like, this has to go out. They didn't stop us, and it was in complete opposition to the event, like, warning people, but all the cops allowed it. It was like basically God saying, no, you can't touch them. Like, you have to, this has to go out to people. And I just remember, so we were there for hours. I think it was like 3:30, 4 o'clock. So the morning hours, hours. And at one point during the end of this revival thing, you know, what they called it, there were so many people coming out of the stadium. That, did my mic go out? Can you still hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay. There were so many people coming out of the stadium that we couldn't pass out tracks fast enough. Like, we were going, my hands couldn't shuffle because we were saying it's about the revival, and people were just taking them so quickly. We weren't fast enough, so people were so open to grab tracks that we were handing out. It was just amazing. So praise the Lord for people being, you know, there's some people that weren't receptive, but that's always the case. Most of the people were, you know, they took the tracks, and even if they read it and disagreed with whatever, they still read it. So praise the Lord for that. And at the end of everything, there was, it's amazing how the Lord orchestrated everything. The end of the event at like maybe 12 or 12:30 in the morning, there's a group of gentlemen that came up to us and started asking us questions. And at this point, we had all gathered together at the end, and the Lord kind of guided us together somehow. So we started talking, and they're asking questions about the Sabbath, and they're asking questions about the tracts and the information, and it seemed like they're really genuine. So keep them in prayer. We're talking with them for probably maybe an hour. So I can't remember how long, but there was kind of a group of us speaking at the end. Their names are Abe, Riley, Connor, and Jackson, so if you could be praying for them. And there's a few other people that were there too, talking with another brother. And just the timing of everything, and yeah, just is amazing how God's, just how God protected us from, you know, that we could stay there and share everything, and just how everything lined up. It was just so amazing to see his hand move, and that, you know, thousands of people were reached and thousands of the tracks were given out. So praise the Lord that he also gave us strength to give out tracks and just strength to do the Lord's work. So very thankful for that. And with that, I think I will, thank you for listening. I think I'll drop the mic, but yeah, thankful for travel mercies and very thankful for this Sabbath day as well. All right, well, I hope everybody has a blessed Sabbath day. God bless.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I know there's a few others that were there at that so-called revival. We actually got proof now that they're doing what we thought they were going to do, where they said, I'm going to be putting it on the next blog, as well as on the hewon'tgetus.org site, where they were claiming for months that they were going to fill the stadium. It was called Fill the Stadium, you know, Agenda or something like that from Asbury College. And they were going to get 86,000 Christians in there, but they failed. And about 10 days beforehand, according to the article that I'm going to be posting online, about 10 days beforehand, they realized they ain't going to make it. So they decided to promote and hire a rapper that isn't a Christian. And then Taylor Swift music was playing there and all that, because some of you guys were telling me about that. And so I figured, well, watch what happens. They're going to act like it was all Christians. And instead of getting 86,000, they had 20 to 30,000. In the article, they said 20 to 30,000, which means they probably only had 20,000. And they weren't all Christians. So, you know, they're all Sunday keepers, so they're really not obedient anyway. But one of the brothers told me that some of them, he heard some of them coming out saying, yeah, we're not here for this. And they just left. And so, could you imagine all the money they wasted on plane tickets and gasoline and hotels and motels or whatever? Only to go there and find out it's just a worldly event. It was all fake. It wasn't a Christian revival at all. And but they're going to say in the media it is. And so that's, I found that article that they did claim it is, but they were saying it before the event. And so I'm looking for an article that is out there after the event to see what they. I just, everybody should be coming back here in a moment. It crashed on me on this night. I'm going to try something different. Hold on. You're not going to hear me on WTPR. This is not good. Hold on. I can't say it. It's not going to come through WTPR yet. Test. Okay, here it goes. For those of you on WTPR, I apologize. Somebody's got their mic on. It's echoing. I am going to mute WTPR real quick here, and I'm going to make WTPR the host. If I could. Okay, I'll have to do that on the other computer. Hold on. Because I crashed out when Austin was sharing. And so I had to leave and then come back in. And I didn't know there's a feature in Turbo that says if you don't come back in as the host, the Turbo will just shut off after about 5 minutes. Literally about 5 minutes, I think it was. So I'm going to make WTPR the host. Hold on. Because I keep crashing. And I think it's an audio chip thing. Make host. There. Okay. Now we'll see what happens. Because now WTPR is the host, and I'm just talking. And so if I'm just talking, I might not crash. And so because all the issues are in my main system, because I'm very unorthodox on how I build systems, I'm just going to put it that way. And so this software is probably having it's actually a physical server. I wonder if I put it on a different IP, but I'll mess with that later. The only way to test it, though, is during church. Which I'll just not tell anybody. It'll just, if it crashes, it crashes. I just, during a church service, it doesn't matter. But if I have to go on and off and on and off and on and off the mic for testimony, then yeah, I have to leave Turbo and come back in. So we'll see if it works now. Can you hear me? Test. Okay, let me echo through. All right, we'll shut the browser down completely, Fran. All right. Shut the browser and then reboot. Hold on. Let me test. Yeah, Fran's computer. She's got a network issue because every time I try to put my Bible study notes into her laptop, sometimes it goes, no, you don't. It's the same NIC card, it's on the same network, so it should work. All right. So sorry about that, everybody. But yeah, I had to force Turbo to crash out by using Task Manager. That's the only way I can get back in. All right, so let me drop the mic. Brother Sean's up. I don't know who's up, either Sister Mindy or Brother Sean. And then I got a fairly long praise from Brother Alvin and Sister Janisa, and then Brother Yoswanth. And then I'll be checking my emails, too. So let me drop the mic.
Okay, here we go. Should be able to hear me. Sabbath blessings again, brothers and sisters. I take it you can all hear me. I see the meter moving. Yes, yes, good. Alrighty, well, praise the Lord for another holy Sabbath day. Wait, hold on, let me pull this up. First, I will share something from Brother Samuel, who says, I want to praise the Lord for the peace and joy I have in him. I want to thank him for healing me of a medically incurable bowel disease about 2.5 years ago now. I praise him for his mercy and grace in changing me from a terrible sinner into a saint. I also want to praise the Lord for answering my prayers in regards to having an understanding of the message of Christ our righteousness, and I pray that he continues to reveal more to me as well as to all of us in the church in regards to this wonderful truth, and that by his grace we should live out the message in our lives and preach it to the world. Thank you, Jesus, for loving my soul. Thank you, Father, for loving me and for sending your only begotten Son to die for me. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for guiding me. Amen, bro. Okay. That is PM. That's what that is. Hold on. Okay. Anyways. So, as you guys know, praise the Lord, that there was something that went on in terms of a false revival that was being brought up. And it's interesting how this came to pass, because after we heard about the Asbury thing, I definitely was thinking and had a thought like, man, it would be good if something like that would happen that I could go to, or that we could go to, and share some truth. And it was it probably wasn't even 24 hours after that thought. And it was made known that there was another false revival thing going on. And so, of course, you know, as the Spirit of the Lord leads, the brethren were like, you know, you want to go, etc. Of course. So praise the Lord, you know, we set it up, and then we got everything planned and, you know, went to the place. I want to praise the Lord just in opening up and saying that praise him for hearing us and hearing our prayers and continuing to guide us. Because the week beforehand, or during the week, like, the weather was appearing like it was going to be entirely raining or super cloudy, and that we would have problems. And so I want to praise the Lord for seeing that ahead of time and being able to pray ahead of time that the Lord would just clear away these clouds, clear away this rain and these problems, so that we would be able to do the work. And I want to praise him because that absolutely did happen. Even to the point where, you know, we were still blessed, even though it did rain, I believe it was Friday night, we were still able to do Brother Jeremiah's baptism as well. So praise the Lord for that. Just being able to, you know, the Lord answering prayers beforehand, and how, you know, the Lord led me to say to the brethren to pray. I honestly believe that's part of why this was so successful this time, that we met together and did this work, is because the movement to pray, and even, I wouldn't normally share something like this, but I'm doing it because to prove the point, even fasting and praying before going to such an event like this, that the Lord would give us success, that the Lord would bless us, that he would bridle our tongues, that the people who received the truth would be very blessed by it. And it was very crystal clear very early on when we went to the event that prayer was answered, because as Brother Austin was sharing with the cops and things, nobody was trying to stop us. It was being perfectly allowed. Nobody was doing anything to put a damper on this. And so I praise the Lord, you know, we were led, of course, to share the truth with a bunch of individuals, you know, handing out these tracts. There were thousands of them handed out, praise the Lord. But, you know, being able to you know, not just at the campus, but also, you know, going around a little bit on the outskirts of the campus as well, handing tracts to people. There were individuals who rejected the truth being shared, for example, coming across an individual who was apparently homosexual and handing them a tract and cursing it out and tossing it on the floor. So it's very, very clear that some people were not there or didn't want to, you know, hear the truth in regards to these kinds of things. And also some of the people going into the stadium, which of course, may the Lord bless them with truth and to understand and to see this point, but it's just very worldly even in dress. Just very, very worldly. Like you're going to a nightclub kind of worldly. So, you know, praise the Lord for being able to get out there and share the truth and to hand out all those tracts. Let's see here. Also, praise the Lord, too, I forgot about this, just in terms of stopping and stepping into the Airbnb where the Lord blessed us to dwell together as brethren. It really did bless us with fellowship. It also highly inspired me to, in terms of getting out and moving out of the cities. And so praise the Lord for that as well, that using something like that, you know, just brethren dwelling together and being, you know, outside of where you normally live, just to be in a different place and being in that different place with brethren and even dwelling together just for a few days is such a blessing for fellowship and for strength and for growth. I also want to praise the Lord as well that there were people who actually came up, of course, to talk to us. There was one individual, an older gentleman, he came up near us, and he was, you know, he actually had one of the, what is it called, lanyards around his neck, like he was like security or something of the place, and he came up to me, and he was asking, you know, what's all this, and I was just thinking in my head, oh no, and I started praying in my head, and shortly after I started praying in my head, I just had like a settled, I guess you say feeling, but I guess a settled understanding in my heart that it's going to be okay. And of course, it did turn out to be okay. We just went back and forth. We just had some conversation about certain things. He was talking about how he, you know, had became a Christian and how, you know, the campus where we were at, that's where he actually became a Christian. And, you know, his change in life, how he went from, I guess he was an individual who played football there, how his change in life and how, you know, he went from being essentially worshipped, because that's how people treat football, being essentially worshipped by people, like, you're the best player ever, et cetera, to basically worshipping Jesus. But, yeah, it was just, overall, it was a conversation, just had a conversation with him, and praise the Lord, even though seeming like event security or somebody who works the event, not trying to stop us, not try to put a damper, actually glad that we're doing it. There was another individual, too, later on throughout the night who, you know, sometimes when you're passing out, sometimes you ask, did you receive this already? Because some of the people that we've already seen, so, you know, going to even hand it to somebody or ask, hey, you know, have you received it already? And an individual would be like, yes, they did, but they were glad with what was being shared, and they were in agreement with what we were doing, essentially showing the truth and exposing this movement. And so there were just so many people that were happy and were blessed by receiving the truth, and so many people that were glad with what they were hearing. Now, of course, this doesn't mean everybody, you know, some people, you know, didn't like what they were hearing, and some people were just like, oh, this is false, or this is wrong, etc., and they turned it away. Just pray for them. But yeah, it was just, they said it was sold out. Even if it was sold out, not really, or technically sold out, whatever the word is, because technically it was free. But not everybody went. And they did invite worldly rapper, and there was worldly music and things that were going on as well. And, you know, like what Brother Alex had said here earlier, it was kind of like, at some points it was just kind of like a concert. It's not really a revival. They did, you know, hand people some kind of Bible. I never saw what kind of Bible it was, but they did hand the people some kind of Bible, many people who had wanted one. But yeah, I've continued to pass out tracts to multiple individuals, and like my brother Austin talking about, like the very end when so many people were coming out, that was still a blessing. Even though that's probably one of, I like that when there's tons of people. You don't really have to say anything when you're handing people the tracts. You just have to kind of get in their way and kind of just start trying to hand it to every person that you can see, and that was very fun. But overall, it was such a blessing. There was an individual I ran into towards the end who was more of a feast day keeper, and, you know, he started saying something about the feast days and how you have to keep the feast days, etc. And I want to praise the Lord for my experience in 2015 relating to this one, because one thing that I did is that even when people came up to talk to me, I wouldn't just stay in that position just talking to them. I'd talk to them, but I'd continue to go about and handing the tracts to the other people, and that's very important, because in 2015, it's very unfortunate, but Satan obviously sending a Catholic priest to stop the work that was being done when the Pope was in the United States of America. And in that case, when there were thousands of people, we were being held up by one individual sent by Satan to try to stop us. And so praise the Lord for that previous experience that teaches us a lesson and was able to learn from that. And again, even though having conversations with people, even though sometimes people would ask questions, still continuing to hand out tracts, not letting them put a stop or a damper upon this work that the Lord is having us do with it all. But overall, it was a very, very blessed experience. Prayer is very powerful. It is so clear. It is so true that prayer helped in terms of this, but also the willingness to be there and to go, you know, fasting, praying, etc., and just the fact that the Lord was there with us, helping us, guiding us, planting and watering seeds in other people's, you know, the people's minds and hearts. And please continue to pray for these souls who have received these tracts. You know, the majority of the tracts handed out, you know, Tribe of the Spirits. There were other tracts that were handed out as well. But please continue to pray for these souls, because they seemed very receptive of that which was being handed out. And so, with that said, I want to say praise the Lord for that trip. It's just, it's wonderful just to even think about, may the Lord, you know, present before us an opportunity to go about and to do that again in some other way. But more false revivals, please. Please. But with that said, everyone, Sabbath blessings. I will put down the mic, and I believe the next voice you should hear is that of Sister Mindy.
Praise the Lord, Brother Sean. That is an awesome, awesome testimony and praise. I just praise the Lord that we are a working church. We are not just going to sit by and, you know, we're out there working, and I just praise the Lord for that. You know, time is short. All right, so I've got some more praises to share, and we're going to start with Brother Gorin. He says, his first praise, some vacuum cleaning was supposed to be done today, and I didn't want it to happen on Sabbath. Prayed about it, and it didn't happen. Prayer answered. Praise the Lord. And he said, no, second praise, praise the Lord, we were supposed to have guests coming over on a previous Sabbath, and I heard about it rather late, so I thought to myself, oh, no. I prayed about it, only to have the guests call a bit later. We're sorry, our own guests just came over. Would it be okay if we came tomorrow on Sunday? Praise the Lord. And then he says, praise the Lord for all his other smaller and bigger daily blessings. Praise the Lord, brother. Yeah, we love answered prayer. And then Sister Lynette, I'd like to praise God for the protection when it started hailing the size of golf balls. No damage was done, and I was able to sleep through the storm. I also like to praise God for the many opportunities to teach people about the truth and about the mark of the beast on YouTube. Praise the Lord, sister. And then Sister Barbara has another praise. I want to praise and thank our Almighty Lord for his protection, love, and answered prayers. I can never thank the Lord enough for my salvation. Amen, sister. And I'm sure we all echo that. And Sister Mary says, praise the Lord for my salvation and joy it brings, for his many mercies, his patience, protection, and the perfect peace that only he can give, for the strength that he gives me, his love, and for the trials. Praise the Lord, sister. Brother Anthony says, there's been scattered showers here all throughout this week. Praise the Lord that it's been sunny all throughout today. Praise the Lord. We love beautiful, sunny Sabbaths. And then Brother Alex shared a quote from Sister Ellen White that I thought I'd share. It says, victories are not gained by argument or means, but in the audience chamber of God. And that is an awesome phrase to remember. And Sister Hannah has a praise. She says, happy Sabbath, brothers and sisters. I would like to praise the Lord for his many blessings towards us through Jesus Christ our Lord, salvation, travel mercies, his protection, his loving correction, and how he answers our prayers according his will. The Lord put on my mind to share this quick praise. A few weeks ago, I was planning to go to Walmart in the afternoon, after noontime prayers, and as I was in prayer, I was pressed by the Spirit to go to Walmart sooner than expected. And as I was walking into Walmart, a girl from our local university was sitting outside waiting for the bus. I have offered her some tracts, but she kind of refused because she was Baptist. But the Lord opened the door to start talking to her about the Sabbath and climate change, and praise God, she seemed interested. So for maybe about 5 minutes before the bus arrives, we got to talk. And as she was needing to get onto the bus, the Lord put it on my mind to offer her the tracts again, and she accepted them this time. Praise the Lord. God bless you all. Happy Sabbath, says Sister Hannah. And now I'm going to share my praise. I want to praise the Lord. I think I shared with you all before that my husband has some close friends that are having a wedding next Sabbath at my house. Which I definitely disapproved of. And it's not only a wedding, it's going to be a biker wedding. So I prayed to the Lord, I can't be here. I have to be gone. I don't want to be around it. And it's just, you know, I just praise the Lord that he made a way for me to go visit some brethren. And he blessed me with the money so I could buy plane tickets so that I could be gone. I'm leaving Tuesday morning, and we'll be coming back Sunday morning, so the day after their wedding. And I just praise the Lord that he made a way for me to be gone, because they're going to be busy setting up things, you know, before the wedding and getting things ready, and I won't have to be here. Praise the Lord for that. And I praise the Lord that while I'm visiting my brethren, we're going to be doing some work for the Lord, and I'm very excited about that, and I just can't wait. And so God is so good. God is so good. And then I also want to praise the Lord, as I shared earlier after Brother Sean shared, that I belong to a church that we're working church, and we are chosen vessels under God. And don't forget that, brothers and sisters. We were chosen to do this work for him in these last days. And it's an honor to do this work for him. And we are to go out, whether, you know, like I do a lot of work on the internet, or whether you're out on the streets, or wherever you can share the truth, do it. Because there's so many different ways we can share the truth. If you can't leave your house, you know, you get on the internet and share in social media. Some have Facebook, if you use that to share the truth. I get on LinkedIn, and by the way, LinkedIn, they ended up, how do I want to say this? They deleted my account on LinkedIn because of the truth I was sharing. I believe that that's why, anyway. And they said that I don't know, that I wasn't following the rules or something. And so I was pretty, very disappointed about it, because I was just really getting a lot of truth out there, sharing all of Pastor Nick's articles and videos and from other church members, and I belonged to several groups that I was sharing the truth with, and a lot of I had like over 3,000 followers, and so I knew that seeds were being planted. So then I just prayed to the Lord, and I'm like, Lord, okay, this door is shut. What Do you want me to do some different work? You know, what do you want me to do? You know, it's like, I'm here to serve you, Lord. And so I thought, okay, I'm not going to give up. So I opened up another account on LinkedIn, and I wasn't being sneaky about it. I used my same name, but a different email account that I have, and I was able to get in again. But this time, the Lord led me to start my own groups. So I started a group called Our Daily Bread and Inspiration, where I share scripture, and I share music from my church members. And Brother Austin, keep producing your songs and putting them on YouTube, because I'm sharing all your music. And then I also share some Sister White's writings that are like a devotional. So I have that. And then I also started a new group, and it's called Unlocked Mysteries of Bible Prophecy. So I've been sharing all the truth about the Antichrist, Mark of the Beast, Image of the Beast, and I've been getting a lot of views on that group, and so I just praise the Lord for giving me this new work to do, and I guess, he wants me to reach out to, different groups. I joined some different groups, and so I praise the Lord that the work continues on LinkedIn, and I want to praise the Lord for that. And then my last praise is, I hope I don't get emotional about it, but not last week, but the week before, I was having a very difficult week, very trying. The enemy was attacking me, and I was struggling with some weaknesses that I am struggling to overcome. And I got a text from one of my sisters, one of my dear sisters, and I know you're listening, sister, and I love you so much. And the Lord had brought me onto her mind, and she was praying for me because I kept coming into her mind. And when she texted me, I was touched so much. And you, brothers and sisters, this is what it means to be of one mind and one accord, is when we have brothers and sisters come into our minds, pray for them. There's a reason God puts them in our minds. Pray for them and keep them in your thoughts and prayers and reach out to them, because it's so encouraging to know that we are of a church body and we pray for each other and we care for each other. We love each other. And it touched me so much that the Lord put me into the sister's mind and in her thoughts. And I just want to thank the Lord for us being so close, that he does that for us. And so this morning I prayed to the Lord to deliver me from my weaknesses that I'm struggling to overcome. And then he put in my mind, don't just pray for deliverance, but believe that I delivered you, is what God told me. Believe that you are delivered and you will be delivered. And so I believe that he delivered me from my weaknesses that I was struggling to overcome. And brothers and sisters, we have to come to the Lord and we have to believe, not just pray to help us overcome, but to believe. And we let go, give it to him, and he will take it. And then we have to believe that he took it, that it is gone. It is gone forever. And I praise the Lord. I believe in all my heart, mind, and soul that I am delivered from those weaknesses. And I am so thankful to the Lord, and I give him all the glory. And I just praise his name for being there for us and to forgive us of our sins and to help us be overcomers, because we can be perfect, and we have to believe that we can be perfect, because the enemy is going to just attack us and tell us, you're not perfect. You're never going to be perfect. You're never going to overcome these sins. You're always going to fall back. You're always going to backslide. Don't believe it. It's the enemy. Don't believe it. Believe that God can deliver us, and he will deliver us. I love you all, sisters, and I love you all, brothers. You are my beloved church family. God bless.
Amen. And yes, Satan lies. You can overcome. When I was a baby Christian, I thought it was impossible. And even when I got to be a Christian for 10 years or so, I was still having issues in areas. But what the Lord has shown me the last few years is like, yeah, Satan's just a big liar. We can overcome. And just believe it. And Jesus will. Because if you don't believe the promise, then Satan's got his foothold. He's got his foot in the door, because you're trusting his lies over the truth of your Lord, your King, your Savior. So, amen. Love you too, sister. And I also want to praise the Lord for my salvation and the joy that comes with it. I got to tell you, that joy in these crazy times, boy, do you need it. It's just amazing how much it's the peace and the joy of salvation when you see. Because I read these articles every day except Sabbath, you know, because I want to be the watchman. Well, it's not that I want to be. It's just like I was called, I guess, because decades ago I started doing this kind of research, even before I was keeping Sabbath. And it gets to you. You see all this craziness out there. But if it wasn't for the peace of Jesus and knowing that it's all supposed to happen this way, it calms me down immensely. I have no fear, nothing. It's gone. You know, I mean, I had a little bit of fear back when I was a baby Christian. I was looking at stuff and I thought this was crazy. But what's supposed to happen, and it's already starting to. Back then, like 40 years ago, it was just, you know, there's a strong possibility that this could happen in our lifetime. And now, forget about it. Most of it's already happened, you know, and the rest is going to happen very soon. All right, I got a couple of more. Let me check my email once really quick just to see if I got another one here. Nope. Okay. So let me read Brother Alvin's and Sister Janice's first because it's huge. It's going to be a bit. And they say, Happy Sabbath, dear brothers and sisters. We praise the Lord for all the lessons of faith we learned as we work for Him. They're out in the Philippines, by the way. They'll be back soon. So. And then he says, how to deal with discouragement, annoyances, destructions made by Satan in order to hinder the work of God. In other words, that's what he learned from the Lord and all that. And then he says, truly the bulwark of Satan will never triumph. Praise his holy name. We also thankful to the Lord for the protection and travel mercies and for your prayers. Amen and praise the Lord. And then he goes on to say that our recent trip, the last week of April, in the southern part of Philippines was a success. Two souls, a lovely couple, Brother D and Sister J, accepted Christ publicly as their personal Savior by means of baptism. Praise the Lord for God provided a beach where we can hold the baptism. When we arrive there, you can hear people singing out loud worldly music in karaoke. But when they saw us conducting a baptism, these people began to stop singing and observe us. And they also witnessed the order. Did somebody already read this? Oh, you read it? Oh, okay, yeah. You know, that kind of reminds, remember the first convocation we went to that was out there in Ananias? Mm-hmm. What was the name of that? It started with an A, right? California? They asked me to preach.
Oh, Anaheim?
Anaheim, okay, all right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was right down, it was, you know, it was really noisy, and you can hear it all throughout, and so I went into prayer, because I had to get up on the pulpit, and they closed the doors, and it was so quiet, it's like, yeah, and it was no problem, praise the Lord. But yeah, Fran just told me that this was already read by Sister Mindy, I guess, so, but yeah, because I went and got to that part about the music, I remember reading it. So praise God. So let me, this next one here is from Brother Yaswanth. And he says, Sabbath blessings, Pastor Nicholas, I have some praises. Sabbath blessings, dear brothers and sisters. I thank the Lord God Almighty for all of his protection and amazing grace with which he saved my life. I wanted to praise God for keeping me and my family safe and sound with good health, providing everything, including the right food at the right time. I wanted to praise God for healing me and my family from the fever and cold when we were under the weather, and also because of the stress from the work. I wanted to praise God for he answered the prayer mentioned in the Friday night prayers that the business review meeting for the January to March quarter should not fall on Sabbath. And he blessed me that the review meeting did not fall on the Sabbath day. Amen. Those prayers, you can kind of, yeah, well, I mean, we have faith, but that's kind of neat to watch it because you know what's going to happen. He's just going to answer the prayer because he every single solitary time he does. He answers them all, actually. As a matter of fact, he answers every single prayer anybody prays on Sabbath, in fact. Now, granted, the answer to the prayer might not be realized by us right away, but he answers yes or no the very same day you pray it on Sabbath, because as Sister White goes into detail about that, about Sabbath being a special day for us to pray with. So going on, Brother Yaswin says, and also he requested for the prayer that the audit should not fall on the Sabbath. By God's mercy, our branch was exempted from the audit. Marvelously and wonderfully did God help me to keep his commandments. I also wanted to praise God for his travel mercies for the long drive to drop my mother-in-law in the airport along with the kids. Praise God that all our travel is safe. I want to thank and praise for all his kindness and providence each and every moment of our life. And I also pray and wish that all you brothers and sisters should have a wonderful and blessed Sabbath day. Your brother in Christ, Yasmath. Amen, my brother. Okay. Okay, and then Brother Anthony and Sister Danny, as he calls her, they say, Sabbath blessings, family. This is Brother Danny Oat. I just wanted to share how God has been working for Danny and I these last few weeks. It's a bit of a long story, but I'll keep it as brief as possible and only highlight the important parts of what has happened. We moved to our current home back in January. This home was a part of the list of homes that we had saved and really considered. We then came to the conclusion that we couldn't afford to live here and stayed in contact with the property manager to tell her that we had to turn down the house due to our inability to pay the monthly rent. The property manager negotiated with us to decrease the rent and work in exchange for the rest of the rent so that we could stay there. She really wanted us to move there, so we then moved forward with the house, and here we are 5 months later, still struggling to get month to month. It was due to the love of our brothers and sisters here that we were able to get by here in this place. Fast forward to now, things are simply not working out here for a plethora of reasons, or plethora, however you want to say it. Our lease ends at the end of the month, and we told the property manager that we would not renew the lease. Praise the Lord that it was a short-term lease. Now we have to scramble to find a place to live before the lease ends. We went on Zillow and applied for a variety of different homes. Our concern was if people would take a chance on us and allow us to view the homes and potentially move in. So much prayer was made, and a few places opened up our applications and invited us to look at the properties. We spent this week traveling across the state looking at the homes, and I am now happy to report that God blessed us with a new place to live, and we are ready to move in at the end of the month. Our only bills are electric and internet, and this is conducive to our financial situation. It is also $600 cheaper than what we are paying now for rent. So praise his mighty name. Thank you all for your prayers and your support. God bless you all. Brother Anthony and Sister Danny O. Brother Anthony O and Sister Danny O. That's how he signs out on it. And then I got a PM here. I think it was from Brother Eli. He says, the enemy was trying to hurt us when we do the work, especially the past revival one. And then he says, I was working on my countertop using a router and the bit caught on my shirt. Now, anybody knows what a router is, especially the big ones. That's dangerous. And then he says, that could have cut my belly up and exposed my intestines. Praise God for protecting me as I was working. Yeah, amen. Amen and amen. That could have been bad. The edge of angels were always, every single solitary day, my wife and I, minimum three times a day, we pray for everybody, you know, and especially everybody in our church family that are on our prayer list. And sometimes, now it's a huge prayer list. We don't go through every single solitary name because we'd still be praying right now if we did that this morning. So because there's thousands on there now because we've had that for many years. But some of you do come up in by name. And I'm not going to say who, but some of you do come up. And I praise God that his hand is moving upon you and you are being blessed. But we usually don't tell anybody that we've been praying, even after they have a mighty, you know, miracle or an answer or something like that, because to God be the glory, not us. We're just the ones out there praying just like anybody else. And And thank, I also want to praise the Lord and thank my brothers and my sisters who are part of the group that I call the Prayer Warriors. Because I just sent out a prayer request this morning for Sister Connie out there in Canada. And they usually listen on WTPR or even after the fact because they're on the British Columbia side, so the hours are kind of weird. And they got a big old forest fire going on, and it's headed towards their home. And they do have an evacuation order, but they haven't left yet because the fire hasn't crossed the highway that's near them, because it has to get across that highway to get to them. And so please keep Sister Connie and her two children. She's got a son and a daughter living there with her. And but yeah, the prayer request already went out. Brother Joe sent it out. So I want to get a prayer request in the email. I sent it to Joe. And when I get a prayer request in texting, I send it to Eli, because it's just, it just works easier for me that way. So, but praise God that we have brothers and sisters that pray for each other and love each other. And this is truly a church family. It's just, oh, it just never stops, you know. I mean, the love is so real. Okay, I just got an email. What's this? Oh, okay. All right. I just got, that was a quick response, because we were having an issue with the text chat about an hour ago, and it was going to be a major problem if I didn't fix it. So I texted or I emailed the guy, and he got back to me real quick. But I already figured out a way to get around the issue by using a different way to jump in on the server, using a different server, and it worked. But yeah, that I never thought to do that. That is such a good idea, what he just put. So anyway, do we have any more praises? Yeah, because I just checked my email. Oh, we got Brother Eli and Sister Minnie got their hands up, and so I'm going to be dropping the mic here right now. And I also want to praise the Lord before I drop the mic that Turbo's still working. And I hope doing that hosting thing worked by putting it on WTPR. We'll find out by the end of the day. So, all right, let me drop the mic.
Sabbath blessings, everyone. Can you all hear me okay? Sabbath blessings again. I would like to make this as quick as possible. This is about the work that the brethren did. And I want to praise the Lord for the opportunity on giving the tracts to people during that revival event. So a week prior to the revival, the weather forecast schedule was all about raining for the week, including the Sabbath last week that we're going to be working on. We prayed during that week leading to that event, and the Lord blessed us with pleasant weather, not to just enjoy His holy Sabbath day, but also to do the work He would have us do that day. The Lord blessed us with numerous people receiving the tracts in their hands, and also we were located to pass the tracts next to the police vehicles as for them to keep the order and discipline during that event. And this is the best example of Romans chapter 13, I think, when they are ordained by God to do what God had them do. So praise the Lord for that. And the Lord had us place where we needed to be, as we were so flooded by people coming in and out to that event. And just to piggyback on Brother Sean's testimony, praise, one of the FTS leaders, leadership people came out and approached us and asked questions why we are there and what we are handing out. And he read the tract from cover to cover, as he was asking us questions during that time. So the enemy started to put doubts or fear in me that we have to move out, or we're going to be kicked out. But I prayed in my thoughts to the Lord our God to help us get through this situation, and He gave me in my thoughts, He gave me Isaiah chapter 54:17. The verse about no weapons against us shall prosper. And that gave me so much peace. And it's time to continue to work. So I praise the Lord on that. And a lot of people receive it with gladness. Some only came there for the wrapper. Some did not like the traps. And one told me that it was only going to be trash if I give him one. So I just let him be and let him alone. And some of the traps that were found on the floor, on the ground, we tried to pick up as much as we can. Not that a lot of traps were on the ground. Only a few, like maybe less than 10. So some of them were in the trash, but it was kind of hurting our feelings because to see them throw it in there. But praise the Lord, it wasn't a lot. So meaning a lot of people are putting them in their pockets. Because we kept praying to the Lord that please have them put them in the pockets or in their purse or in their bags so they can read it later and get more understanding, because it would be hard for them to understand when they read it inside that area, when the loud worldly music was playing. It would be hard for them to understand that. So the Lord placed that leadership person where we at to make the distribution of the tracks a lot better, because the people thought that we're part of the program, but we were just there to share the truth. So the leadership crew thanked us and said, thank you for being the doers of the word and not hearers only. And the latest part of the work, when people were coming out having blue Bibles in their hands, we gave them the tracts and they were so glad and they were so happy and receptive to the piece of truth that we were handing them out. And lastly, the four individuals came back and talked to us, the brothers, about the importance of keeping the Sabbath as a salvation issue if they don't keep it. So as we finished the work for that event around past midnight, everybody almost left. And just to say that praise the Lord for this opportunity, and we were so undermanned that we didn't have the chance to give each and every one. For 30 people approaching us left and right, running back. Let's say 20 to 30 people per SDR person handing out the tracts. And we only have two hands. But praise the Lord for this opportunity and learning experience, because His hand was obviously on this work. And I would like to share, before I pass it on to Sister Mindy, we would like to echo Amos chapter 7, verse 14 and 15, when I think Amaziah was telling Amos to stop preaching or stop prophesying. We would like to echo this. Then answered Amos and said to Amaziah, I was no prophet, neither was I a prophet's son, but I was an herdman and a gatherer of sycamore fruit. And the Lord took me in as I followed the flock, and the Lord said unto me, go and prophesy unto my people Israel. So brothers and sisters, these two verses, as we echo these, we never mention any brothers and sisters' name to glorify ourselves. And we try to hide their names as much as possible. It's about the truth that we preach and not ourselves. They will remember the truth. They will not remember who passed them the tracts. To glorify the Godhead family alone. We don't call ourselves reverend. We don't call ourselves prophets. We just call ourselves the servants of the living God. So God bless everyone and have a beautiful Sabbath day.
Praise the Lord, Brother Eli. That is awesome. All right. So I've got a few more praises to share. Brother Gilbert has another praise. He says, I thank the Lord for the fact that I went from churchgoer, and then parentheses, they have Sunday keeper, to Seventh-day Adventist, to what I've learned and what I believe now and how it happened. I thank the Lord that the truth is open and quite available to the point one doesn't even need money to get a Bible. The Lord is good. Amen, amen, and amen, he has in capital letters. Praise the Lord, Brother Gilbert. And then Brother Ryan has a praise. He says, Sabbath blessing, sister. I would like to praise the Lord for meeting two brethren for the first time this past Sabbath, for being able to do the work with them and others during the false revival. It seemed to be productive, and it is in the Lord's hands. the safety during the passing out of tracts, also for the Fellowship Sunday, hearing many stories and testimonies. It was very uplifting to our spirit and sorely needed. Thank you, and God bless, and Sabbath blessings, everyone. God bless. Praise the Lord. And then I also wanted to share, too, Pastor Nick had shared some writings from Sister White. I think this was a couple Sabbaths ago. And one of them that really, to the point, it moved me to the point where I wanted to copy it and print it and have it on my desk. And I'm going to read that. I think it's a very sober thing for us to all keep in mind. Not one of us will ever receive the seal of God while our characters have one spot or stain upon them. It is left with us to remedy the defects in our characters, to cleanse the soul temple of every defilement. Then the latter rain will fall upon us as the early rain fell upon the disciples on the day of Pentecost. And like I said, I have that on my desk, and it is very, it's just, I think, something we all have to keep in mind in these last days, especially in these last days that we're living. And we have to, yes, it says, you know, that it is up to us to remedy the defects of our characters and cleanse the soul temple of every defilement. Obviously, we can only do that with the Christ helping us, and we can do it because Christ will make it possible. I love you all, and God bless.
Amen. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Oh, man, another good, amazing testimony service. I got a praise here from Brother Tim. He says, Sabbath blessings. Oh, and by the way, I know you guys brought about 10,000 tracts, but I think I was talking to Eli the other day, and I was like a little over 6,200 were handed out or something. And but I want to praise the Lord for that, too, for the fact that some of our brothers stepped up and did this work at this so-called revival. And praise the Lord, we're going to be doing it again and again and again. And we're going to get even more tracts out there and all this. But it was just amazing, especially when they were talking about how the cops were right there by them. The cop read it and said, okay, go ahead and share it. And it was like the cops were protecting them. It was just amazing. You know, like no one got in their face, and I praise them. Because that right there just, you know, made me smile the minute I heard it last week or a few days ago anyway. But, yeah, thousands of people got over 6,000 people had the track handed to them, and what, you found 10 on the ground. That was it. And so praise God. Can't wait to start getting the emails, because that usually takes a couple, 3 weeks for the emails to start coming in or the phone calls. But praise the Lord. But, yeah, I wanted to share this praise from Brother Tim. He says, Sabbath blessings, brothers and sisters. I'd like to praise God about fixing my van. Once again, he's great and loving. And I asked him about his ribs because he busted them again. And he was the one that literally educated me on the pain of the breaking of a rib, because I didn't know that, because he broke them long before I ever broke my first set of ribs. And I busted my ribs twice. The second time, I actually felt and heard the crack. And both times it had to do with the my fish thing, you know, out here. It's a cow trough that I fill with water. It's got fish in it, and I, you know, we baptize here on special occasions. And but they, I have to lean over and try to get to the bottom because it's partially underground. And I lean too far, and I keep pushing myself and leaning and leaning and leaning on my gut, and then snap. But he's the one that told me that, yeah, it's going to take 6 to 8 weeks for the pain to go away. And sure enough, it was like 6 to 8 weeks each time. And so, but please keep them in your prayers, because that ain't fun. You know, you cough, it hurts. You roll over in bed, it hurts. You sneeze, it hurts. You laugh, it hurts. You know, it's just, you move left or you move right. My wife even bought me one of those, you know, those hands that people purchase. It's like on a stick, like a metal stick, and you squeeze a trigger and it opens and closes, you know, like these grippers. And because I couldn't raise my hand up or bend over to pick up, you know, like, yeah, it's another thing, bending over with busted ribs. It's a whole new experience. And so, yeah, you got to use those things to pick stuff up. And I still got it hanging on the door because I'll probably bust my ribs again. But now I'm not going to be doing it by that fish tank. I'm steering clear of that problem. I'm going to do it a different way. If I have to, I'll use that gripper, that hand gripper. And so, but yeah, this thing with the revival, oh, that is just such a blessing. And the amount of people that are going to the He Won't Get Us page. And I updated it a little bit, just letting people know that there's information on there about the Jesus Revolution, the Chosen movies, and what was the other one? The Asbury thing. And that's the one that they went to. It was the Asbury. They were calling it Fill the Stadium thing. It was 86,000 seats, but they never got anywhere near it. So praise God. But, yeah, it is not fun to break a rib, or two for that matter. Let me just check my email one last time. And my PMs, I don't have any PMs, because I usually close all my PMs when I answer people, because that way it'll pop up if they say something again in this text chat. If you PM somebody, don't leave the PM box open, or you know, like go back into the text chat and just leave it, because all you'll see is a little dot up there meaning they responded. No, I shut it down all the way. I close out the little tab so that if they respond, it'll gray the screen out, and, you know, you'll have a little notice saying, hey, you know, receive or reject, because that works so much better for me. Otherwise, I just don't catch it. So let me check. I got four emails to check here, so. Nothing. Okay. I guess we can close it out with the, oh, look at the time. Y'all did it again to me, didn't you? So we're not going to be sharing from the Book of Acts this week. You'll have the, you know, we're going to have the fellowship hour. It's just about 3:30 now, and so after the music, I'll close out in prayer, and then we'll y'all have 30 minutes of fellowship, and then Brother Sean will step up for the 4:00. So, but hopefully, I'll be able to do the Acts next week. We're in Acts chapter 2, verse 38, I think. Yeah, I think it was 38 that we left off on. Yep, Acts 2:38. So I'm just going to leave that for next week. So, boy, I tell you, praise his name for his word. Could you imagine if we did not have a Bible, especially being the people that our society, our end time society, our generation, the angels, desire to look upon because of all that's happening. And it's happening in our lifetimes, brothers and sisters. It's happening in our lifetimes. And so, amen. And amen, Sister Mindy. Praise the Lord for all the praises. Amen and amen. So, all right, I'm going to drop the mic, and then there'll be a song, and then we'll come back for prayer.
Praising God in heavenly places for the thrill that I feel. gathering of wonderful people of the field that you and I get together with. Those wonderful people are the sunshine to see all the happy faces raising the heavenly faces. What a field that you and I get together with. I love the feel that I feel when I get together with those wonderful people. Love the feel that I feel when I get together with those wonderful people. Are the sunshine to see all the happy faces raising God in heavenly places. What a thrill that I feel when I get together with God.
Amen and amen. Okay, if you can kneel, please do so. We're going to pray. Please bow your hearts. Raise holy hands unto heaven. And oh, and did you ever notice this before we pray? The Jews and Daniel, this is the reason he got in trouble and ended up in the lions then, right? When they would pray, they would face wherever they were at, whatever country they were in, they would always try their best to face towards the temple. Now, yes, the temple's in us now, but where's the original temple? Hence the reason we look up when we pray. So please bow your hearts, but not your heads, because we don't look down to the world. We don't love the world. So please, let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you, we honor you, we trust you, and as you just heard from quite a few of the brethren here, we praise you for all that you're doing daily, weekly, monthly, even hourly. We thank you for all the blessings that you have bestowed upon us and everyone on the prayer list. We thank you for answered prayers in regards to some of the praises too, some of the things that were shared. Answered the prayers of some of us that were praying, either for those that were praising you or people that were hearing them praise you. And so it's just amazing how you work. It just, you work through your word, you work through your people as well. And so thank you for that. And we know and we declare to all that you alone are holy, you alone are Lord, you alone are loving to the perfect definition of the word love. And only you can care for and cherish your children who love you in ways that glorify you. And so, Father, again, we honor you, we obey you, we trust you, we praise you, we love you, and we trust your will forever perfect and exactly as you deemed it to be perfect in regards to whatever it is we pray for, be it a yes or a no answer from you. We trust you, Father. And thank you for even protecting us from where you still walk around with these dark glasses on, but thank you for lifting the blinders a little bit more each and every time we go into the scriptures, each and every day. And please, Father, hear the prayers of your Son's faithful bride so that we can see you glorified even more so in the coming days when we overcome even more. And please accept this prayer that we pray to honor and to glorify your Son, who is forever our Savior, our Creator and King, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.